from the heart of the community, playing a bigger variety of music you love. This is the Sound of Salford.
Good morning to Salford on this Friday, the 24th of September. Got a feeling this show's going to be a decent one today. Right, what I say, massive thank you to Jackson Hastings. He played his last game yesterday for Wigan as he lost 8-0 to Leeds in the qualifying for the semi-final and the playoffs for the Super League Grand Final trophy. He's been there 2 years on track. Anyway, so he didn't want to go again. Right, but Jackson Hastings, if you don't know him, comes to Salford. Salford was struggling, got us to a Grand Final, changed the club round, changed everything round, got the city buzzing. Now he's going home to his parents to play for West Tigers. So I'm sure he's going to be a Salford supporters club over here following his every move, because I've got nothing but admiration for that guy. Do you know what I mean? The way he turned Salford RLFC round, absolutely fantastic. So, Jacko, this one's for you. This will always be your song. It's a Dave Clive 5, Glad All Over. Jackson Hastings, yes. Who could ever forget that semi-final at Wigan when we took over the ground, we beat him, and we got to the final. Probably, he's up there with one of the greatest nights of my life. That just to get to the final was unheard of. A little club like Salford, they don't do it, do you know what I mean? But because of Jackson Hastings, we did. And that's a memory that'll live in my memory bank for the rest of my life. Right. Have you noticed there's a petrol shortage? I don't care what anyone says. Don't listen to the media, right? There's no petrol. There's no petrol. I went to the garage this morning. She was moaning. She said, there's no petrol in your car to go to work. I said, right, I'll go and get some. I had to queue up. Yes, I had to queue up. That's unheard of. Queuing up at a petrol station. So don't listen to what the government's saying, right? Panic buy. Yes, definitely panic buy. Do you know what I mean? Just fill the tank up. Fill it up. Because I'm telling you what, it's running out. It really is running out. Queuing up at the garage. Unheard of. Definitely unheard of. Right, I've got a special request for me, mate. Yes, the one and only. Archie at the ITV. Yes, ITV. ITV makes great programmes, don't they? Oh, I've got to say this. I seen a programme the other day on Channel 4. It was called Help. It had is it Steve Graham in it? Do you know what I mean? I think he's an absolutely fantastic actor. Him, and it had that bird in. You know, the one from Liverpool who does you know, she does that other one. Oh, fantastic. You've got to watch it. If you've not watched it, make sure you watch it. Brilliant show. Anyway, let's keep on going right off track there. No, I didn't mean to say all that, but just carried away with myself. Right, let's go to Queen. Bit of a Radio Gaga. Is it Radio Gaga? I think it is. I think it's a Live Aid version as well, because I know Archer loves this song. Absolutely loves it. Radio Gaga going out there to Archer, one of the best mates anyone could ever wish for. Loyal, honest, caring, top guy. Right, let me tell you this. I'm getting a bit fed up of the government. And that's not like me to say this, do you know what I mean? But what are the planet to do now? The planet to stop the £20 a week uplift for the year. For the unemployed and that, right? And £20 can go a long way. If you're out of work and all that, and you're not working, 20 quid's a lot of money. It really is, right? And then I look at them, right? They look on the unemployed as scroungers, right? But the only house that's full of scroungers, to me, is Parliament. Let me explain why, right? They want a 15% pay rise. They claim for food and drink. They claim travel expenses. They claim for second homes. They claim for decorating. They claim for gardening. They claim for furniture. They claim for office stationery like stamps and pens. They claim council tax. They claim for household bills. And guess what? They'll claim for anything they can. Do you know what I mean? They're the ones who are the scroungers. Them. And the sad thing is, we vote them in. Do you know what I mean? And look at the state of the country now. There's no petrol. The shelves in the Tesco's are all empty. There's hardly out any food in. Do you know what I mean? And talking about shortages at Christmas and no turkeys. Do you know what I mean? They're running the country. They're running the country. So what I think we should do, I think we should all go down to London and complain. You know what I mean? I'm not happy about it. I really ain't happy about it. Disgusting it is. Disgusting the way they're treating people. It's just taking the mickey out of us all. And we don't even have to go to London because on the 3rd and the 6th of October, there's a Tory party conference in Manchester. This is where we need to mobilise. We need to be on the streets. We need to protest about this. Do you know what I mean? You can't keep blaming it all on COVID. This isn't COVID. This isn't COVID what's happening now. There's no petrol. There's all the shelves of empty in the shops. It's not, do you know what I mean? No matter which way you look at it, we've got a clown called Boris Johnson running the country who hasn't got a clue. Do you know what I mean? Really hasn't got a clue. And then you look at his government, Gavin Williamson and people like that. Okay, they've just got rid of all them lot. But they're idiots. They're idiots. They don't live in the real world. They wouldn't even know the cost of a bottle of milk or a loaf of bread or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? Gets my back up that people are letting it all go on as if nothing's happening. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to do a political show. I'm not a political person. But they're making me angry. And I'm just a normal man in the street. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm fuming. Get out there. Let's get protesting. Let's get this countryside. Let's get us great again. Do you know what I mean? If you want to make Britain great, you've got to start by, fuming. Let's go to a track. I'm absolutely fuming. Jackson's with a bit of ABC, right? I've calmed down slightly now. Only a little bit, but I've calmed down, you know what I mean? Let's get on with the show, Williams. Just sort your head out. Right, this weekend's fixtures. Two massive games this weekend, both kicking off at 12:30. You've got Chelsea versus Manchester City. Now, I know it's so early in the season, but that could be a deciding game. I know it sounds daft, but it really could, you know what I mean? Chelsea's playing well, City's playing well. Then you've got my lot, United v Villa. United just need the 3 points tomorrow. I know it's so early in the season, but we need to beat. You've got to win at home. Win at home, draw it away, you'll be there or thereabouts. Do you know what I mean? So, good luck to both our teams. That's all I'm saying. Right, where am I at now? When I was a kid, I can always remember this song. It's a bit of Tony Christa, Avenues and Alleyways. Enjoy the track if you're in your 50s. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Baby, my little lady, dream till the sunrise creeps into your eyes. Dream till the sunrise turns on the day. In the avenues and alleyways, while you sleep, there's a whole world coming alive. Abel and his brother fighting one another in and out of every dive. The avenues and alleyways, where the strong and the quick alone can survive. Pretty, go to the city, stay through the daytime, safe in the sunshine, stay till the daytime turns into night. In the avenues and alleyways, where a man's gotta work out which side he's on. Any way he chooses, chances are he loses. No one gets to live too long. The avenues and alleyways, where the soul of a man is easy to buy.
That song is just taking me right back down to me youth. Yes, 1970s, early 70s, back in Salford, Shrewsbury Street, listening to Tony Christie, watching my dad perform in front of the mirror with an airbrush, singing into it, my mum squirting loads of belly spray all over the show. You know what I mean? Do you remember them days with a beehive hairdo? Yes, old beehive hairdos. Right, we're coming to the end of the show now, sadly, and it could really be sadly. But no matter what you're doing around the world, or no matter what you're doing in Salford, do William a massive favour. Make sure you take care. I'm going to finish off with a bit of Neil Diamond. Forever in Blue Jeans.
Baby, tonight tonight. Baby, tonight by the fire, all alone, you and I. Nothing around but the sound.